important. So let's talk about some of the powerful suggestive influences. The first three key are appearance, how you look, your overall appearance, your voice, what your voice sounds like, and your attitude. Now, if your appearance is appropriate, your voice is loud and clear, as opposed to being low or shy or retiring, and your attitude is calm and positive, all three of which you can strongly affect, at least the second two you can strongly affect, by doing the visualization in advance, clearly preparing your mind, seeing yourself as a success, that will affect your voice and that will affect your posture and everything else. It's very important with your attitude should be positive, confident, and outgoing, and your dress should always be the best and most appropriate possible. I strongly suggest that men read Dress for Success by John T. Malloy, one of the best books on the subject. If you haven't read it and you're trying to make a living in sales, you are really hurting yourself, because that book is one of the finest that's ever been written on the impact that our clothing has on the decisions people make about us. There are several books on the book racks for ladies' dress for success. There's one by John T. Malloy, but from everything I've heard, I suggest that you not read it, that there are others that are better written by women. I've had several women who read it, and I just pass that on to you. Friendliness is very important. Remember, people like to deal with people who they feel friendly toward, with one exception, that women should not smile at the beginning of a sales interview. That if women smile at the beginning of a sales interview, they run the risk of not being taken seriously. They should be friendly, they should be straightforward, they should be firm, but they should not smile. Men smile and shake hands and they're pleasant and they say something funny, and this is the way men are expected to interact with each other. But ladies should be serious, should be friendly, should be warm, but they should not smile until 5 or 10 minutes into the presentation. This comes out of some recent research, and it's a very important thing to know. Grooming. Every salesperson should be well groomed. I've given this advice to so many people, I'm astonished at how much I have to beat people with this. If the people in your industry have short hair, you better have short hair or go and sell to somebody else, because we feel uneasy. It moves us out of our comfort zone to deal with people who are too different from ourselves. We feel comfortable with people who dress like ourselves, who's groomed like ourselves, who talk the way we do, and so on. And I have a friend whose business career in the last 2 or 3 years I followed very closely. When I first met him, he had long, shaggy hair over the back of his collar. Like, he looked like a dog. You wanted to pet him, as a matter of fact. And I told him, I said, if you want to be successful in selling, you're going to have to cut your hair. Well, he insisted that that was not true, that people could like him for his own personality, that they should take him for what he was, and that part of his personality was his hair. And he struggled month after month after month. He pounded his knuckles raw trying to make a living selling. He finally went and cut his hair. He went through courses that I've given about 3 or 4 times. Finally, he got the message. He went and cut his hair. As his hairline went up, his income went up. He said, aha, I've made it. He started letting his hair grow again. His hair went down, his income went down. And so now when you see him, he's got his hair very nicely groomed, cut short, and he's doing very good business. He now has 2 or 3 people working for him, as a matter of fact, whereas before he couldn't even afford to pay his bills. Small thing, but it makes a big difference. Product should always be clean and presented in its best possible light, because people are very influenced by the suggestive impact of a product that is clean, neat, efficient, attractive, colorful. They're also influenced by a product or a product brochure that's dirty, dusty, dingy, got coffee stains on it, folded over, spilled, and so on. So always use the best material possible. Your surroundings, especially when they come into your office, should be neat, clean, orderly, and looking like success and prosperity. I read a book by a man who'd made several $1 million, and he said one of the key rules of success in his organizations was always keep your desk clean. People have a lot of trouble with that, but especially in sales and entrepreneurial organizations, we find that if we have too many things on our desk, we are always being distracted. It makes us incapable of concentrating on one thing at a time when our desk is covered with things. So keep your desk clean and neat. You should only have what you're working on your desk. One of the key time management rules is have one thing on your desk at a time. That's the thing you're working on at that time. Even if you have to take everything off your desk and put it on the floor in a stack and pick up one thing at a time. Presentation should be well organized, practiced, and complete with all details. Surprisingly enough, as much as 80% of the value of your product or service in the mind of the prospect will be contained in the quality of your presentation. If your presentation is random and wandering, the prospect will consider your product or service to be inefficient and incompetent. If your presentation is crisp and well organized and goes step by step in a logical development to a logical conclusion, they will think that your product or service is the same way. That's why when you go in to see a doctor, or you go in to see a dentist, or you go in to see a lawyer or an accountant, they don't just start off the wall talking to you. They have a series of questions, a series of pieces of information that they take, one after another in a very systematic order. And the more they ask you systematic, logical questions and take it down, the more confident you feel in their competence. So that's important. That's why we're talking about presentation.